Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It's funny, Raven. A few months ago, there was like a big boom that everybody was going to get tattoos, right?
Right.
Remember we were talking about it?
Yeah.
Well, now there's another big boom, too. People are getting a ton of their tattoos removed. And all these tattoo artists are saying that removal has become so popular since the pandemic because people have been staring at their bodies constantly at home. And they're saying that this is the time to get all these tattoos that they hate removed.
Well, here's the thing. If you're a tattoo artist, I guess if you're doing removals, too, you're kind of like a bookie. You're winning either way, right?
It's true.
It's like being a stockbroker. You're making money one way or the other. I wonder if this has got anything like Pete Davidson is doing this, right? He's removing every tattoo from his body. And
yeah.
He's been a famous tattoo wearer.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he's influencing some people with that, too, because it seems like a big decision.
I mean, he's doing that so he can get giant movie roles and make billions of dollars. I think that's a little different from me and you.
Well, I mean, I'm not removing my tramp stamp. I mean, it's there forever.
Yeah.
It's a moment in time. I got to remember it.
But Raven, so we both have tattoos. I pride on myself on having the world's ugliest tattoos that you'll never see because I've gotten all my tattoos in hidden places. So you really can't see them if I'm dressed up. Like they're I've done that on purpose. My mom like hates tattoos, so I always had to hide them from her when I was young, so that's why you can't ever see them,
except for that one on your neck that shows your gang signs.
Except for that one,
right?
But Raven, you're covered in them. You've got sleeves, the whole thing. If you could remove only one of your tattoos, the one you hated the most, which one would it be?
Gosh, you know, it's changed over the years, and I've already covered some things up before, but I would have to say at this point, it'd probably be this dragon over here on this arm.
Let me see the dragon.
Yeah, because I
mean... Oh, yeah, that's a dumb dragon.
Yeah, you know, I mean, for a lot of people, if they see it quickly, they'd be kind of like, wait a minute, what is it?
It was like a lizard.
Yeah, they're not quite sure what it is. It does look a little bit like a garter snake that's in a pool of water.
Yeah, what's it called? Wait, hold on, I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah,
when you go to Mexico and they're wandering all around...
Iguanas.
It looks like you have like a sad iguana.
An angry,
sad iguana on your arm.
I mean, he has vicious claws.
Oh.
I got it so long ago. And when I first got it, it looked great. The colors on it were fantastic.
But why did you get that? What is the meaning behind
it? I
don't
know. You know, that's the thing. It's not like I was ever a ninja or anything like that.
Oh.
I never saw myself as Bruce Lee or anything. I mean, I love the Karate Kid. But I wasn't on Team Cobra Kai, not until recently.
My girlfriend, we have, all of us have the tattoos of the number 7 on us.
Okay.
Because we all lived in Townhouse 7 in college. We decided that we loved each other. We were never going to forget this time of our lives. We all went together to a tattoo place to get the number 7.
Okay.
That's when, remember all the, like the Chinese symbols were really, really big?
Yeah, of course.
So she got the Chinese symbol for 7.
Yeah.
Guess what?
She didn't even know how to read Chinese. It's probably not 7.
It's not. She found out later from a good friend of hers who reads Chinese, that it actually says something like holiday. It doesn't even say the number 7. So I would bet she wants to have that one removed. But if I had to get one of my gross, ugly tattoos removed, I have a mommy tattoo.
Yeah.
That is, it has Hayden's name in it. And it's just an eternity symbol with Hayden, my oldest daughter's name in it.
Sure.
But it looks like I hand wrote it. I didn't prepare for it. And it's big, and it's on my rib cage, and it's just the ugliest thing. It's like somebody took a black crayon and drew an 8 on my rib cage, and I decided for it to live there forever.
And at some point in your life, your younger daughter is going to say, well, where's my tattoo, mommy?
And I'm going to say, go get a crayon, go ahead, write it on the other side,
and
then we'll
match.
Call it even, and that'll be it. Yeah. Dr. Stephanie Austin is a veterinarian from Bond Vet. You can visit them and find all their locations online at bondvet.com. Dr. Austin, I think a major concern for pet owners right about now is all those fireworks that have already been going off for a week, and there's going to be a whole lot of them this weekend, too. How do we get our dogs ready for that?
Yeah, good question, guys. So there are a couple of different things you can do. Hopefully by now, most people have checked in with their veterinarian, especially if you know that your pet is afraid of things like fireworks, thunderstorms. If you are a new pet parent and aren't aware that your pet may have a fear of stuff like that, it's always a good idea to be prepared. So things like having a crate ready, if you know that your pet likes to be in a crate or a safe space, is a good place to start. So I like to have, you know, a nice big crate somewhere that they can fit nicely, turn around, be nice and comfortable in there. Always have all your windows and doors closed. We definitely don't want any pets escaping. And closing blinds as well. You'd be surprised how much sound can be blocked out of, you know, when we close our blinds. And then also covering the crates with bedding as well. We don't want to block out any air, of course, but lining them with some bedding, our favorite toys, things like that is a really good place to start for sure.
Doc, I find that a lot of times I'm chasing my dogs around the house, right? So the minute the first firework goes off or that first rumble of thunder over the ridge, I mean, one of my dogs, he's like super hearing. He can hear it. He'll start panting and stressing and all those things. But we've got lots of kids in my neighborhood, and I'm not going to lie. I'm a fan of the fireworks when my neighbors start setting them off. Should I be talking to my dog throughout the process, holding them, or should I just let them escape?
Sometimes when we coddle them, it actually can reinforce their behavior. So we don't want to necessarily reinforce what they're doing, because then they think that, you know, the behavior that they're displaying is actually the correct behavior. But we also don't want to tell them no, because then they don't know, they're confused. So really what you want to do is set them up for success prior to anything starting. So I like to take my dogs for a good long walk or a run and get them tired beforehand.
What do you think about thunder shirts? Do you think thunder shirts do anything, those things that you strap on them, kind of like Spanx for dogs?
I love it. Actually, I do think they have a place. It's just kind of like the weighted blanket for people. Some work for people and some don't. I personally don't know if I'd love a weighted blanket. That's just my personal preference. Just like if you ask a pet, you know, one day they're going to be able to talk back. That's going to be a great day for me, I can tell you, and all my colleagues. But I do think they have a place. Some dogs like a giant hug and some don't. They certainly do work for those animals that like that. It's that nice feeling of it's going to be okay. And they definitely have their place. So before anything starts, get his crate set up. Get him in there, get him set up with a Kong or a nice chew toy, get him distracted before anything's going to happen, put him in the back bedroom with the least amount of windows, everything's nice and dark, put on some soothing music. Don't forget about him, because, you know, you don't want to forget about your pet, but make sure that everything's all set up and he can just have a grand old time in the back and you can have a grand old time in the front and enjoy your fireworks and everyone has a great 4th of July.
All right, Dr. Stephanie Austin from Bond Vet. You can find them online and all their locations at bondvet.com. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Doc. Have a
You're
great 4th.
So you're welcome.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
If you're a woman and give me a huge attitude over something small, then use your monthly visitor as an excuse as to why you're so mean. That's all I need to know about you.
Did he say your monthly visitor?
I believe he did.
Uh-huh.
That's not classy.
No.
I mean, who could say that?
Right.
You say that to me sometimes, though.
I can say that to you.
You can say that to me, though.
Yeah, it's
you can
different.
Say that to me, because we've been working together a long time.
Yes, it's different, right. Though.
And I can tell. No, I'm just kidding.
Raven.
Just kidding.
It's terrible.
There's no part of this conversation I'm actually comfortable with.
Yeah, let's move on. All right. Checking our text line this morning. If you give conversational high fives, that's all I need to know about you. High-fiving at any time other than when one is actively playing a sport is dumb, says the text.
Wait a minute. So conversational high five means, like, you know, something regular happens, you walk in a room, you're like, high five?
Yeah.
And that's against the rules?
Yeah.
I disagree.
I know people like this. Like, you know, like, if you say something funny, they're like, high five.
Right.
And you're like, what? This isn't the appropriate time to high five somebody.
But what about like an exclamation of teamwork, right? So job well done or something like that. High five is all right. Not everybody's an athlete, Anna.
I understand.
I mean, not everybody
that.
Is a jock, right?
I kind of agree. I think high fives are for celebratory moments on playing fields, possibly.
What?
Yeah, like when somebody.
So you want to. All right, here.
Like if you graduate from college and you're walking down, dun, 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 you just got your tassel moved to the other side.
Right.
Nobody should be high fiving you.
You can't high five?
That you should be
what
like.
If my dad wants to high five me as I'm walking by.
No, that's a hug situation.
Are you serious? Right
yeah.
Now?
I think a high five is really. Really should be strictly for sports. Like if you're at a comedy show and the comic is killing it, you don't put your hand up to high five them.
Well, no, that's weird because they're on the floor, you're on the floor, and they're on the stage. So yeah, no, that's not the same circumstances. But let's say like, you know, you're all gathered around, let's say a computer, all right, and you're waiting for a result on a project that you all worked together in a long time. Boom, said result comes up. You're all going to be rich and famous now. You're all going to be completely successful the rest of your lives.
Still don't high five.
Buddy turns to you right now and goes, yeah, man, we did it. High five.
But why do we have to high five? Why can't
why
we just
not?
Hug? But it just seems,
why would you hug?
I don't,
why would you hug in modern times? You were the person that when they shut down hugging for COVID, you were like, I think I'm cool with that.
Well,
now all of a sudden you want to trade it in for hugs to go ahead and make your point make sense? Sorry.
I feel like we should just be thankful that we get to high five anymore. I remember at my daughter's soccer games when she started playing, like at the, you know, like last season when COVID was still prevalent, that they couldn't high five. Like when you do like the end of the game, you
That's
do the high fives. Yeah, you just had a wave. What's wrong with waving? Waving's
give
nice.
Me a high five right
I'm
now.
Not giving you a high five.
If you stand up in that seat, you can reach me.
Okay. If
right
you
now.
No, I'm not.
Come on,
David, I'm not giving you a high five.
Let's do it.
This is ridiculous. Fine.
Come on, do it. Yes.
Are you happy? All right, just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you.
See, sometimes you got to break the rules, Anna.
Ridiculous.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three big news stories. You only get to hear about one. Raven gets to pick what it is. Ready, Raven?
You.
Number one, a couple bought a home in the winter and they found a garbage dump after the snow melted.
That's nice.
Number two, a kid steals dad's car, goes down the block and flips it. And number three, a Karen had her identity stolen by a fugitive and the fugitive Karen is now in jail.
I mean, is anybody's name truly Karen? Now I want to know. Give me the third story, I guess, here. What do you got?
I feel really bad for Karens. Now, I always say this before. Mm-hmm. I know two Karens.
Yeah.
One of them, a Karen.
Yeah.
The other one, completely nice lady.
Yeah.
And I feel so bad for the completely nice Karen that I know because I think in my head, like, every time she says her name, like, she's just calling for a pizza.
Yeah.
And she says Karen. And then in the other line, somebody's like,
oh, I just make up a fake name at this point. But it's not fair. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, this kind of landed in your lap, right? You had no idea that your name was all of a sudden going to be, you know, a pariah.
But her name is Karen Clark, and Karen Clark is a pretty normal name, right? And she says that her identity was stolen by another Karen Clark who's been a fugitive from the law.
Nice.
Now, that is until last week when police finally caught the real Karen Clark. But here is the original non-fugitive Karen talking about the whole thing.
Now you got me confused. Which one is the real one versus the fake one?
This is the original. We'll call them good Karen and bad Karen.
Right. So is this good or bad?
This is good Karen.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Look, this name haunts me. Okay.
Picking her up is one thing. She's been picked up three or four times before. But they need to make her suffer some consequences. I think I want to go change my name to my middle name. And go by Yvonne. Nobody uses that name.
Mm-hmm.
I like Yvonne. It's very pretty.
It is pretty. Here's the thing. I can relate to this, and so can a lot of members in my family. And not because our names are Karen, but we come from like these huge Italian families, right?
Sure. So you all have the same name.
We all have the exact same name.
Right.
So my maiden name was Sforza. I'm one of six Anna Sforzas, me and all my cousins, because we were all named after my grandmother, Anna, right?
Yeah.
So the funny part is that my brother is Joe, who was named after, you guessed it, my grandfather, Giuseppe. And there's a lot of Joes, too. Well, not all my cousins are on the up and up.
Right.
So there's a lot of times where if something happens And he'll get like letters from like the IRS, or whatever. Government,
and if
the
you
police.
If you happen to be the one that's misbehaving, you just go, no, that's my cousin.
That's my cousin.
Right.
That's my cousin.
You pass it up on your other cousin.
Yeah, I think.
It's actually a genius concept in that way. That's true.
So while I feel bad for Karen Clark, yeah. I have to say I think a lot of people have this problem, not just because she's a Karen, because people have the same name.
I mean, are you kidding me? You go to a Sicilian family gathering. Like, mm-hmm. You can't keep the name straight. My wife's family is Joe, Joey, Joseph, Pete, Petey, Peter. Yeah. You know, it's the same thing every time.
Right. But the good news is if you're the bad Karen or the evil one, you get away with basically everything. So that it works in your favor, not so much for everybody else.
The way I'm thinking is that, you know, decades from now, people, their parents, grandparents, nobody's naming their kids now coming up after their grandmother, Karen. Not at this moment, anyways. Yeah. Maybe that'll come back around.
Maybe, maybe not.
Sorry, evil Karen.
Mm-hmm. Raven, I wonder if I'm the first person in the universe to severely burn the roof of their mouth and their tongue on microwave 2-day-old salmon.
I'm doubting it just because we've had the microwave for quite a few years at this point, and there's nearly 7 billion people. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, microwaving salmon and wanting that salmon in your mouth so badly that you can't even just blow on it for a minute and give it a second. That does seem a little bit less. The odds are with you there. The percentage would be lower, I would guess.
Yeah, no, all of that is 100% accurate.
I mean, if you did it in a work microwave, that'd be even worse. But
right.
But right.
Yeah. So that's exactly what I did. I was starving. Could not wait to eat this gross old salmon.
Yes.
Pop it in there. Overcook it. Take a big fork. I know it's hot. I know it's too hot. Terrible things are going to happen.
Yeah, but you got to get it in your mouth.
I put it in my mouth, and I could feel my mouth beginning to disintegrate because of the heat of it.
Yeah.
Now, a normal person, I believe, would probably at that point spit it out or do something.
Find a napkin.
But I did that thing where I put...
Right. You try to, like, roll it over in your mouth?
With my tongue.
Right.
Which then caused the burning to my tongue. And I thought to myself, as I was dealing with this immense pain, I go, I just got to get it down.
Right.
I just got to get it down. Right. It's going to be okay.
It'll burn you literally the whole way down, though, if it's that hot.
No,
good.
It did, actually. Turns out 96% of people knowingly put extremely hot food in their mouth knowing that it will burn them. 96 people, myself included, the dork that I am, knew that when you were going to do that, terrible things were going to happen and there was going to be prices to pay. But we still went for it.
Yeah, my wife loves her food unbelievably hot. And no matter what it is, whether or not you're getting it from the restaurant, if it doesn't come out and the steam is coming off of it, she's sending it back. I can tell you right now to make it hotter.
Mm-hmm.
And if I come home with a pizza, and I mean from right around the corner, it's perfectly hot. The cheese still melting. It goes in the microwave. Like everything she eats, super, super hot. When she makes super stew, it's the worst because she looks at me for 5 to 10 minutes wondering when I'm going to start eating it. She's halfway done and she's telling me how delicious it is. Meanwhile, I'm sweating just standing over the bowl. I need it to cool down.
Top two things that people burn their mouths on is hot drinks and pizza.
Yes.
Now, hot drinks, I can understand. You get it. You don't, even though it says right on there, caution, extremely hot, like they've actually said to put it on the cups in case you're an idiot, even though you realized you just ordered a hot coffee.
Right.
People will still burn their mouth on it. I understand that because you're not paying attention. You put it to your mouth. But pizza, you know what's coming. You know it's going to be terrible and that you're going to burn your mouth. And you still do it every single time.
I actually don't even enjoy the taste of food when it's that hot. Mm-hmm. When it's that hot, I don't believe that you can actually taste it. Hot chocolate and coffee in the winter, though, just feels like a death trap. It always feels like a death trap to me, but you still do it because you need it.
Two life hacks that you need to know right now, considering the top of my mouth is peeling as we speak.
Okay, because everybody has a theory, I think.
Yeah, the top of your mouth, what you're supposed to do to help heal it faster is obviously milk, the ice cream thing. But the number one hack that people don't know is chewing sugarless gum can help the top of your mouth and the burn.
Really?
Yep.
Now I just got to go over grandma's house and see if I can find some.
Right. Where do you give me? I guess you got to go to Walmart.
Sugarless gum. How sad.
CVS? I don't know.
Right.
And if you burn your tongue, you're supposed to put honey on it, but you have to let the honey just sit on your tongue.
I mean, who's
and let it cook into your tongue.
These things are readily available to you at all times.
And then you can finally swallow it. Do you have a hack to get rid of burn mouth?
I use my tongue and I put it on the roof of my mouth. And the same thing seems to work with brain freezes. I think I remember reading that about brain freezes.
Really? Let me try.
Mm-hmm.
It's temporary relief, but not long term.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I'm worried about is myself right at that very second.
Got it. Does your spouse have like really cool perks at work, things that you get for free? What is it? What do they do for a living? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, the actress Zooey Deschanel, she's been dating Jonathan Scott for a couple years now.
Oh my gosh, doesn't everybody know this? This is wonderful news.
Well, Jonathan Scott, if you're not familiar with him and you're trying to figure out how you know that name, he's one of the Property Brothers. That's the two brothers that have all those home shows on HGTV. And she says the number one perk about dating him is that he fixes stuff around her house all the time. She'll come home and he randomly upgraded something. How cool is that?
It is pretty cool. I would say that their relationship has been beneficial for both, because if you notice, like, their new shows, a lot bigger celebrities on those new shows, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just had their new one with the Kardashians. Like, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I mean, the Property Brothers are a thing, and I could understand how exciting it would be if you came home and all of a sudden you were talking about how you wish you had a different countertop, and then boom! There's a new countertop when you walk in the door.
Entire new kitchen, and it was done in 36 hours.
Right.
Right. That would be very impressive.
She got back from a long weekend and had a new roof. You're like, what?
Yeah.
But, you know, I started thinking, like, what perks do you get from your spouse's job? Because I would think that, Raven, your wife Alicia and my husband Paul, they benefit from a lot of the things that we get. Sometimes.
Certainly been to a lot of concerts, I would imagine, backstage to a lot of places, met plenty of celebrities over time, things that a lot of people don't get exposure to. And, you know, obviously the cooler they handle that, the more places they've gotten to go with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a cool perk. And friends of mine, too, they've taken advantage from time to time.
Paul loves when I get gift cards to places.
Yeah.
He gets so excited when I have a gift card.
Free something?
Yeah,
he's
free
all in.
Oh, 100%. He'll be like, what? And he'll be like, well, we'll go to dinner there tonight.
Right.
He gets all excited.
He doesn't care if the place is 30 minutes away. He's ready for it. Right.
Yeah, but I was thinking about it. I'm like, well, okay. I mean, we're radio DJs, so sure. Like, we get a lot of those perks. I mean, we'll always have t-shirts. You could have all the t-shirts you want. We got plenty of those.
Right.
But what perks do our spouses have that are beneficial to us? And it's hard because my husband is a finance guy.
Right.
So, I mean, except, you know, really good health insurance.
I mean, you get to eat. He's got a budget going.
He's got like this, like, you know.
You'll probably get to retire.
I call it like a he's got a big boy job. So like he has like a 401k, things that we don't know anything about.
Right, of which you have zero understanding. Right, right. He's got those things covered.
Does Alicia ever have a job that you got perks from?
She used to be the head with the Dental Association. They would do these volunteer events, basically, where it's free dental care for everybody. And they would, you know, thousands of people, they would happen every time. And, you know, obviously she would enjoy doing that and providing dental care for that. But the biggest perks from that was if you were a friend and you needed dental care and you didn't have dental insurance, oh, my wife will get you hooked up. My wife will fix your entire mouth. If you were a vet, just got back from service and you didn't have, you know, dental care or whatever, she helped plenty of people in those situations too. And that was always a great perk to see that. Not only see your, you know, a smile is such a big thing, it transforms you, right? So, you know, when people get in and get all those things done in one day, it was, you know, it was really cool.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your spouse's work perk?
Well, my husband owns a car wash, so, you know, that our cars are always spotless. Saves us a lot of money, too.
I had a friend who worked at a car wash in high school, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
It was the best.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We all had fancy cars. They were always clean, too.
That's a cool. I never even thought about that. Mm-hmm. Free car washes. I think it also makes you feel guilty, though, because then you always feel like your car has to be clean because you have no excuse not to have a clean car.
That's all right. Also a good place to launder cash, according to Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I mean, from what I learned there. So.
You know. I know anything about that, guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, good for you to say that, but, you know, not sure I believe you.
What's your spouse's work perk? You benefit because they get it for free. 1-800-330-9999. Actress Zooey Deschanel, she's been dating Jonathan Scott. That's one of the Property Brothers that have all those HGTV shows.
Sure.
She says that he is constantly fixing things around her house all the time and upgrading things, and it's the best work perk he has.
I mean, it sounds pretty good, right? I mean, if your partner was always improving the space around you, sounds pretty great.
I always say that my husband only married me because my parents own restaurants and he knew he would never starve. I always thought
that. The way to a man's heart, as they say, right?
Yeah, he always knew that he would have unlimited pizza no matter what. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your spouse's work perk?
My spouse's work perk is she gets to travel. Her job is global, so she gets to travel, and I get to travel with her for free.
That's so awesome.
That's nice.
You know, we said my husband used to work at GE, and when he used to work at GE, we used to have to go on business trips. And when I got to go with him, it was my favorite thing in the whole entire world. I loved that.
Yeah, I always wanted a job where I traveled, and radio doesn't really fill that bracket, you know, because the local bar doesn't count.
Right, exactly. So,
yeah. Or the concert hall. It doesn't count. It's not exactly what I was looking for. But yeah, that does sound fun. I'm envious.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your spouse's work perk?
My wife is a writer for kids' shows on Disney Junior. I mean, it's really cool because we get the insight into new shows before it airs. I mean, the kids think it's the coolest thing ever.
That is the coolest thing ever.
I would be shouting out the lines during a viewing with all the kids from the neighborhood like I knew what was going to happen before. So, like, they would think I was psychic. Like, if they didn't know I had the job, you know, or the insight, I'd just be like, I wonder if they're going to do this. And then it would happen 2 seconds later.
Because you think that there's neighborhoods where the neighbors all come out, the grown-ups, and they discuss what's going to happen on the Disney Junior show
well,
that
listen,
everyone's
man,
watching?
Well, listen, man, when you rent a film from Disney Plus, it could be $30 when they're doing those premieres, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like a viewing party.
I'm looking on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. Maria wrote, he works at a razor company, so we get cheap and sometimes free razors and sunblock.
Oh, can you imagine?
That's cool.
That is crazy because razors are out of control. I just got to place a reorder right now, and I get them online. And
yeah.
I'm still every time, I'm like, oh, man, really?
Then you start taking it for granted that you get that free razor like money.
Right,
you know?
And then that job wears out someday, and you're like, oh, gosh.
Christine wrote, he's a school bus driver, and the perks are trips to the museums and theme parks. Wait a minute.
Right. They
Wait.
Get to go in.
Oh, my yeah. gosh. Yeah, I yeah. thought that he, like, on Saturdays, he's like, get everybody, get on the bus.
Well, you know, I mean, I've been to a few parties where, like, all of a sudden school buses are transporting people, and you're like, what's going on here? And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. One of us works there, or
That's
somebody
cool.
knows it, or whatever. And you know they're getting a good deal.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your spouse's work perk?
My husband works for a coffee distribution company. We've never paid for coffee we make at home in years. It's the best.
Wow.
I mean, that's like all. And you probably get like cool kinds of coffee too, huh? Like rare
we
coffee.
Do. We get to try different kinds. Yeah. Yeah.
I live
Special
on coffee.
Brews.
I can't imagine having it for free all the time.
Oh,
it
my
just
gosh.
Sounds like the greatest thing in the whole world.
Right. You'd be a tycoon.
Right.
Right. At that point, you'd probably actually start to use your powers for evil, not good.
Mm.
Like Tony Montana, too much of anything is too much.
I don't know if there's such a thing as too much caffeine for me.
When you're using it like he was.
What was your lowest point when you were dating? 1-800-330-9999. One of my good girlfriends is getting married, and we were laughing about it the other day because she kissed a lot of frogs before she found her prince.
Sure.
That is for sure.
When you're recapping, you're thinking back in your mind, right? Like, look at how happy you are now. You remember all those stories.
Yeah. So we were talking the other day.
Terrible.
And I go, remember when, and I said the guy's name, I go, remember when he accused you of stealing his suit pants? And she goes, that was the absolute lowest point in my dating life. She had been dating this guy. They had moved in together.
Yeah.
They were living in D.C. And all of a sudden they had this huge fight and they broke up and she packed up all his stuff.
Yeah.
Well, when she packed up all his stuff, somehow his
some slacks got
his
lost.
Suit pants didn't make it.
Right.
And he called her in a rage.
Hounding her.
You stole my suit pants. You stole my. She
you
goes,
kept
why
my
would,
khakis right? on purpose.
And she's like, why would I give you the coat and not give you the suit
oh,
pants?
Oh, no, but no, there's some people out there that would do that. There's some straight evil people that would do that.
He sent her a bill for the suit pants.
Wow.
And it's so funny because at the time it was wow. such a big deal, but now
right.
looking back on it,
like, it's hilarious.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Right, but
right?
then it was terrible.
And she goes, that was my low point. That was yeah. the absolute low point of my dating.
Yeah. I remember being in a relationship and I was living with the person and I told them, I was like, this is just going to end. Like, you've got to move out or I've got to move out or whatever. I was like, this is just going to go on. You're unhappy here. You just move out. You should get a place or whatever. And during that, she just kept tying on ways that it was going to take longer and so forth. So I started paying her off by giving her more things around the apartment that were actually mine. So I like gave her like a desk, the dining room table, all sorts of stuff. And then when it came to her actually moving, her dad showed up with a truck and some gift for her and all this stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'm keeping the dining room table.
Oh.
And she was like, what? I was like, yeah, have your dad buy you another dining room table. And I kept it.
Your low point.
That's kind of a low point.
Is you were giving away silverware out of the drawer.
Whatever
just to
it
get
took.
Out of it.
Whatever
yeah.
it took.
1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what was the low point when you were dating?
I was visiting my boyfriend at college, and he was not really nice or welcoming, but I was young and stupid, so he refused to let me stay with him in his dorm, and I would sleep in my car at the end of the night. I honestly can't even believe that I did that when I look back at it now.
Why wouldn't he let you sleep in his dorm?
I, honestly think, looking back at it, he was probably up to no good. I just liked him so much that I didn't even question it.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
I feel really stupid looking back.
Well, wow. You make mistakes when you're in love. Trust me, everybody does it. You're not alone. You're not the first, and you won't be the last either.
Yeah, but he sounds like a jerk.
Right. Can you imagine sleeping? You go to visit him, and he makes you sleep in your car by yourself.
That's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep. I'd get a big car.
Unless it's a really comfortable car.
Oh, man. You know I love to take a nap.
Yeah. Naps in cars are great, but when you have to sleep there consistently overnight while your boyfriend's in his bed in his dorm, I could see where that's problematic. It's a low point.
Yeah,
you're right.
I mean, God knows what.
One of my besties is getting married, and we were reminiscing about all the frogs she had to kiss to get to this point. And some of the stories were hilarious, like the guy that accused her of stealing his suit pants after they broke up.
Sometimes when you break up, man, it's just nasty. I promised a girl a dining room table if she'd just get out of my life.
Yeah, that's it. You do anything. What was your dating low point? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna on Raven.
My lowest point when I was dating is I was living with a guy, and I walked in on him cheating with another girl in bed.
Oh my gosh.
So I moved out, and about 6 months later, I get summons to court. He's suing me for the couch and the TV.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
That's the lowest point right there.
Oh my gosh.
I would have lit it on fire. I'm not even going
to
lie.
What was the resolution to that? I mean, did you go to court? Did you send
We went to court. I had to go get a lawyer, and we went to court, and the judge ruled in my favor because, you know, it was common property. I actually owned it. I could prove the receipt and took the property.
I mean, I know it happened because you were reciting the law back to me right now.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But I mean, you had to hire a lawyer. What a nightmare.
What a jerk.
What a jerk.
What a crazy thing, right?
Yeah.
Right. Hired a lawyer.
I mean, just eat the couch,
nuts.
Man.
Crazy. Have a great day.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was a low point during your dating?
This is almost embarrassing to say, but I met this new guy out at a restaurant for a first date last weekend, and it was our first time meeting. We just met online only, and we talked for about 5 minutes, and he said he forgot his wallet in the car, and he went to go get it, and he never came back.
Aww.
I felt like such a loser. I just paid for the drinks and left. I haven't heard from him.
Girl, you send us his profile.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kick his teeth in.
Yeah.
Can I say that? No, I mean, I'm going to get him.
Mm.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You send us his profile, and we are going to have a talk with him.
If anything, we're going to have him reimburse you for the drinks.
I mean, I'm going to drag him. Are you kidding me?
Mm.
Oh, he better not live around me.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That stinks.
Yeah.
Oh, we going to get him. Hi, Anna and Raven. What was the low point in your dating?
I moved across the country to support and be with the woman I was dating at the time. She got a new job states away and decided to take the opportunity because I told her she should go for it.
Hmm.
We moved, and a few months into the move, she ended up cheating on me with her boss and telling me she didn't love me. You could say it took me some time to recover from this, man. It was the lowest point of my dating career.
This is just so sad. It's like one terrible story after another.
On the other hand, it sounds like she actually started a really good life.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Sometimes it's not meant to be, man.
Well,
sometimes it's not meant to be.
I don't
she
like
moved
when
to
people,
the place she wanted to move.
Yeah, I don't like when people say you dodged a bullet, but like, aren't you glad you knew that and you found out before you were married for 3 years and then all of a sudden she left you for her boss?
Once a cheater, always a cheater, right?
I don't believe that.
No?
No, I don't believe that.
Oh my God, Anna was a cheater. We just found out.
I was not. But I don't believe that. I don't.
All right, dating low point. We got to get more of this.
You have to laugh about it, otherwise you just cry, right?
I mean, it would be just so painful, honestly, if
when
you relive those moments.
It's true. When you look back on your dating life, what was the low point when you knew you had hit rock bottom? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
When my boyfriend asked me to marry him, and then he asked his other girlfriend a month later, and I found out that there was another girl, I continued to see him, and I showed up at their wedding.
What? No.
Oh,
no.
My God. Wait, that is definitely a low point for everybody involved.
Wait a minute. What?
Yep.
How? Why?
Yep. I told him I wasn't ready to get married. Apparently, he was seeing somebody else, and he asked them. She said yes, and I found out about it through a friend,
continued to see him like nothing was wrong and showed up at the wedding.
Oh, my God.
He walked down the aisle, and there I was sitting in the pews.
And what did he say when he saw you? Did he say anything at all? And what happened afterward?
No, he was walking down the aisle. His face just dropped, and I got it on video.
Oh, my gosh. And yep. Did you tell her?
Did you tell the bride?
I actually told her beforehand, and she didn't believe the story.
And she married him anyway. That's her dating low point,
anyway.
Too. But that's her marriage low point right there.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy town. Hi, it's Ian on Raven. What was your dating low point?
I was dating this girl in college, and she was pretty crazy. She was a theater girl, and she was so manipulative. She made me move out of my house and live in my best friend's basement. She lied to me about how her parents had that we were dating and all of it. And she was just so crazy. We were together for about 2 years, and I finally ended it when she started cheating on me after a dream date to Disney. She was cheating on me.
You know, man, the theater majors and the psych majors.
Yeah.
You can't date them.
Yeah.
They're undateable, but they're so hot. They're wicked hot.
Well, you never get bored. That's
it's the danger. Sure. It's the danger. Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the low point during your dating?
Well, I dated this woman for years on and off, and she owned a children's entertainment company. So she'd make me dress up like superheroes, clowns, cartoon characters to help her with her gigs. Then I wouldn't hear from her for a little while, and then, the whole thing would happen again. She'd call, we'd start hanging out. Next thing you know, I'm dressed like Mickey Mouse. I realized after a while that she was just using me to be characters and didn't really want to date me.
That's amazing.
It's savvy, right?
It's so amazing.
I mean, I really applaud her marketing genius.
Right.
I mean, you got to get bodies in there, all right?
And you probably just did it for free, right? I mean, because you're like, oh, I'll help her out.
Yeah, she got free labor out of it.
I mean, have you ever seen the people that run the Spirit Club, all right? Those girls that are signing people up, they're not unattractive. I'm just going to say. They know what they're doing.
Unbelievable. Yeah. He's like, all right, what are we doing this weekend? She's like, before we go to the mall,
right,
we have to stop at this children's party here. I got this clown costume.
Oh, my God. Your makeup looks so good.
Right. Oh, my gosh. You're so attractive when you put on that red nose. Oh, God. I love it. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the dating low point?
So it might not actually have been my dating low point, but I might have actually been the cause of a dating low point. About 10 years ago, a girl asked me to go to prom with her, and I had actually just turned 21. So I was like, all right, sure, I'll go. Had to go through a whole process of going to the school, talking to the principal and everything. And then day of the prom comes, and my buddy comes to me. He's like, hey, you want to go to Penn State and get drunk? I'm like, all right, yeah, let's do it. And I ditched her.
Oh, my gosh. You are terrible.
And she will never forget that. I mean, I hope this is a confession because you feel bad ever since.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. About 3 or 4 years later, we saw each other and we patched things up, though. So.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad that she has closure. Not you.
Yeah. I mean, she should have socked you in the nose. Right. Thank you for the call. Wow.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right, Joe and Claire. Claire, I'm going to start with you. What's going on?
All right, guys. So we're throwing a party for July 4th, but he doesn't want to invite my family. He wants it to just be friends because supposedly, we have had parties where my family doesn't show up and they don't RSVP, but how am I going to throw a party without inviting my family? Like, I just can't do that. If they don't show up, they don't show up. But, I have to invite them.
Well, maybe they don't show up because you invite them literally last minute. The 4th is, coming up in a few days. It's not a lot of notice.
Well, it's because of him,
Well, oh. Joe, what's your side of this?
Wow, honey. The thing with your family is that I just don't feel like they really like me, to be honest with you. They don't come sometimes, and then when they do come, it just feels like a attitude problem going on. So, I'm just going to be honest.
Claire, is that true that your family doesn't like him? Is that could be reason
no,
why they don't show up?
Absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not. He just gives off that vibe like they don't like him. So they think that he doesn't like them. So it's just messed up. I don't know. I don't know what to do. But exactly what you said. How do we invite them now, last minute? If they hear that we had a party and they're not invited, come on, no, I can't do that.
Claire, do you get worked up when it is that you're awaiting your family's arrival, or when they're there at your house, or anything like that? Are you tense? Does it change the mood?
No, just a little tense because he gives a different vibe. Like, he starts acting, you know, a little cold or a little weird or just, you know. So, yeah, I'm just a little, you know, I'm kind of like in the fence a little bit. But, no, I mean, I try not to.
I just don't understand why you just can't tell your family no, that this is just a friends-only party. I mean, and we have to wait for them to show up, too, and then we don't even know if they are going to show up. It just makes everything weird and just awkward. It's friends only. What's so hard about that?
Well, we can see what our audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Joe, that there's nothing wrong in having a party that's just friends. But they may see Claire's side, too, that how do you have a party and not invite your family? I mean, if they don't show up, they don't show up. But you have to at least extend an invitation.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Joe and Claire are planning a 4th of July party. Here's the thing. They haven't invited Claire's family yet because Joe doesn't want to invite them. He says, why do we have to invite your family? They always make me feel uncomfortable. Why can't we just have a friends only party?
Yeah, hanging around trying to figure out whether or not they're going to show up, whether or not when they get there it's going to be weird or not. I guess it just sounds like it makes him tense. She says that's all in his mind, that you know, basically Joe projects the fact that makes it awkward. But you know, the thing about parties and family, Anna, is like, you get to a certain point, I guess, with some people, and you stop trying to please people, right? You stop trying to be like, you know what? I'm no longer going to put on this front. I can't chase people to be involved in my life or be involved in their life, et cetera, et cetera. So sometimes you just get tired of that.
I understand that, but can you really have a party and not invite your immediate family and say this is a friends-only party? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
Good morning. Of course the wise side. How can you have a party and not invite your family? The husband needs to understand, even if they don't show up, you sent an invitation, late or not. That's how it is with family.
What if your family's a bunch of big jerky faces?
Okay, well, if they're a bunch of big jerky faces, they're probably like everybody else's family. So you just have to deal with it and invite them and deal with it.
All right. No, fair enough. Thank you for the call, ma'am.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Joe and Claire are planning a get-together for the 4th of July. Joe has one request. I just don't want to invite your family. Can't we just be the friends? Why do we always have to invite your family? They never show up anyway, and when they do, it's awkward.
Yeah, he says he's just uncomfortable in his own house when her family is around coming over. He says that they don't like him. Claire says it's all in his mind. It's the attitude that Joe puts out that really makes the whole thing strange, but she does admit they don't always show up when it comes to a party.
Right, but can you really have a party like that and not invite your family? Whose side are you on? It's a couple's court. On our text line this morning, I'm on his side. A friends-only party is absolutely okay. You just have to ensure that nobody from his family is coming either.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's true.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Another one says, I'm on the husband's side. We all act differently with our friends than our family. We can let it all hang out and have a good time with just friends. Family is always watching and judging. I like that we've just made family the enemy this morning. That's the plan.
Well, I'm not going to say that, but I am going to say that you feel like you're on a different set of rules, maybe.
Whose side are you on? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
So I am on the husband's side. We have a similar situation with my in-laws. We're just getting really uncomfortable when they're around, and I don't know. So my husband's 40th birthday, for example, we did friends only because he understood that both of us to not have them there causing any kind of drama or tension or anything like that.
Interesting. Thank you so much for the call.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I am definitely on his side. Family does not have to be invited to everything.
Right.
I go back and forth on this. I think you have to extend an invite, but I could understand if you're having a friends party, then why would your mom get mad, you know?
Friends are the family you get to choose, I guess, right?
Don't they say that about dogs? Okay. Dogs are the family you get to choose.
Well, that's a good rule, too.
Yeah.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Joe, our audience agreed with you. Claire, there's nothing wrong if your family finds out just being like, oh, it was just a couple friends that we invited over. It wasn't really a big party. And it'll make Joe feel more comfortable.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if they agree with him. I just, you know, my family are my friends also, so that was my view, but okay.
I can understand that. I can't imagine having a party at my house and not at least inviting my mom and dad and my sister. Like,
I mean,
to me, that seems crazy.
I think that's kind of rude.
No, I agree, but the audience didn't today. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, at the same time, it does feel awkward, too, when people constantly don't show up. I do get that. But, Joe, you know, maybe this is something you guys need to revisit. There's a way that you can make it a little bit more welcoming for everybody. I'm not sure what that is, not knowing your family or your in-laws, but, you know, maybe you guys can figure it out together.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. Hopefully
it'll work out.
If you have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
All right, Paige, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Paige.
All right, Paige, we have $400 on the line. Raven's walking out of here. When that big studio door closes, you can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever has the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready?
Yes.
Number one, Stephen Colbert recently played a trivia game on his late night show involving Lord of the Rings related questions, and he was completely stumped. What Lord of the Rings character is constantly looking for his precious?
I don't know. The Hobbit. I don't know.
Number two, Mia Hamm's Sport Illustrated rookie card just sold at auction for $34,000. That's the most ever sold for a female card. What sport did Mia Hamm play?
Soccer.
Number three, the new Boss Baby movie. It's called Family Business. It's going to start streaming tomorrow on Peacock. Who voices the Boss Baby?
Alec Baldwin.
Number four, Camila Cabello will star as Cinderella in the new version being released in September on Amazon Prime. Billy Porter is going to play her fairy godmother, and Idina Menzel will play her evil stepmother. Idina Menzel voices which Disney character from Arendelle?
Elsa.
And number five, starting today, the NCAA will finally allow players to make money off their names, images, and likenesses. Likenesses. Try saying that 3 times fast. What does NCAA stand for?
National College Athletic Association.
Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to give Paige 3.5.
There's no halves here. It's either 3 or it's 4. You're either right or you're wrong.
All right. Well, then I guess I'm going to give her 3.
All right. Let's see how I do.
Okay. Number one, I can't wait till you make the same mistake, and then I can also not give it to you. Number one, Stephen Colbert recently played a trivia game on his late night show involving Lord of the Rings related questions, and he was completely stumped.
Okay.
What Lord of the Rings character is constantly looking for his precious?
Oh, Gollum.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Mia Hamm's Sports Illustrated rookie card just sold at auction for $34,000.
Saw that.
Most ever sold for a female card. What sport does she play?
She plays soccer, of course.
Yes. New Boss Baby movie out tomorrow called Family Business. It'll start streaming on Peacock. Who voices the Boss Baby?
It's Alec Baldwin.
Yes. Number four, Camila Cabello will star as Cinderella in the new version being released in September on Amazon Prime. Billy Porter will play her fairy godmother, and Idina Menzel will play her evil stepmother. Idina Menzel voices which Disney character from Arendelle?
I mean, she's either Elsa or Anna. I'm just going to take a shot and say Elsa.
Elsa is correct.
Yes.
Number five, starting today, the NCAA will finally allow players to make money off their names.
Yeah, I mean, they were going to lose anyway, so.
Yeah, off their names, images, and likenesses. What does NCAA stand for?
National Collegiate Athletic Association.
That's right.
Whoa!
I'm sorry, Paige. He beat you. I was waiting for you to say National College Athletic Association like she
said. That's a common mistake.
Yeah. All right, Paige, he beat you 5-3 this morning. We're going to hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Thank you. I'm Paige, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for playing, Paige. Hold on the line. We'll get your info.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.